Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What do you get the man who has everything? Well, clean, renewable energy that's super cheap. In a few minutes, a conversation with Bill Gates. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. You know how you feel about the economy, but what about everyone else? The latest reading on consumer confidence is on the way this morning, and it's been up recently, but there's another confidence report that paints a darker picture. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
There's the confidence of consumers, and then there's CEO confidence.
That's one of the most interesting things that we're seeing now, that consumer confidence and business confidence are really kind of out of sync.
Bart Van Ark is chief economist at the Conference Board. It puts out the widely followed Consumer Confidence Index. It also does a survey of CEO confidence, and that shows more pessimism.
That's really because the consumer has been benefiting to a large extent of things that businesses are getting worried about.
Especially low oil prices. Berkeley economist Martha Olney.
Everybody can see the price of gas, and so that's one price that really can influence confidence.
Cheap oil can be good for consumers, but not necessarily for businesses, especially in energy. Now that so much more energy is generated here in America, low oil prices hurt U.S. company profits more than ever. CEOs also worry more about China and the Fed, which many Americans don't follow as closely. Who's right, people or CEOs, will determine the direction of our economy. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Checking the markets, the 100-share index in London is down 0.6%. The key index in Hong Kong fell 0.25%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down a bit, as if the Dow were down about 8 points now. After crude oil's sharp rise during the day yesterday, it's down 0.5% this morning. Bill Gates, the Microsoft founder and philanthropist, overnight released his annual letter to stakeholders in his charitable foundation. This letter is focused in part on what's called the Breakthrough Energy Coalition, a group of super-rich investors with names like Gates, Zuckerberg, Bezos, Branson, and beyond, who are prepared to write checks worth about $2 billion to, quote, science the blankety-blank out of the problem. That's a line from The Martian, which Gates mentions in his letter as his favorite movie of the last year. The problem that needs the science is, somehow, finding a way to make power that fixes the climate change problem and is super cheap so that people around the world can thrive. Yesterday afternoon, I sat down with Bill Gates in New York. Mr. Gates, good to see you.
Great to be here.
Regarding electric power, energy, what is the market failure here that you and some other wealthy individuals are trying to fix?
We need clean energy that's incredibly reliable. And most of the renewables we have are intermittent. There's always night, there's always clouds. And when people want to get heat on a cold winter night, they're not able to wait until the sun comes out.
But I want to understand this. Is it a feature or a bug that wealthy individuals feel the need to fund this type of work?
Well, when there's profit to be made, which in the long run there really is here, it's great for capitalism to fund dozens of different ideas. It's not like the moonshot where we'll just take one approach and technology's good enough that has a very high chance of success. It's like the early days of the automobile where it could have been the steam car, the electric car, or the internal combustion engine, and firms competed and one won out so dramatically, people forget the other two were even tried.
Now, the fun part of this right now is playing the game of what if. What if you could turn a wall or a roof into a solar panel with a special coat of paint. That's one of the things you'd love to see. But what's this about turning solar energy into a liquid?
Well, liquids like gasoline are magical. The energy density is over 10 times the best battery. If you want to move it around, put it in a truck or send it through a pipeline. And so it's actually the best energy store we have today. And so if we can turn the sun into gasoline, it automatically is available all the time, and it uses the infrastructure that's already there.
Are you focusing too much, though, on the speculative moonshot part of this, to use a term you brought up earlier, early stage funding? Some energy experts say that you might be getting it wrong here, that there's already some fine green technology out there. And the big challenge is finding the money to propagate it, to get it out to people. Why are you focused on so early a stage?
Well, because the economics of this intermittent energy just aren't good enough. By the time you put the cost of reliability in and take the tax subsidization off, you're still asking for a huge premium.
But let me just press you on my previous question. What do they call it in innovation? The valley of death is after the innovation part, getting the stuff to market. Why not put your money at that stage?
Well, I agree that we need private money for that stage as well. And that's why these companies will require more capital than the typical software startup. Now, the market's big enough and the barriers to entry are daunting enough that the reward for the few who make it through that minefield is absolutely gigantic. So a few companies are going to need a lot of trust, a lot of backing.
Who or what was the matchmaker here for this Breakthrough Energy Coalition? Who puts the Microsoft guy, the Amazon guy, the Salesforce guy, the woman who runs HP, the first family of Facebook? Who gets everybody together? How did that work?
I called all those people.
You picked up the phone.
And I was hoping that half of them would say yes. In fact, almost every single person I called said, hey, if you're going to make sure that we have a great set of professionals investing this money, and it really is aimed at helping to solve this problem using private sector type ruthless thinking, they joined up.
Bill Gates, philanthropist, Microsoft founder, is one of the leading lights of what's called the Breakthrough Energy Coalition. Mr. Gates, thank you for this conversation.
Thank you.
The director's cut of our conversation will be at marketplace.org when the sun gets a little higher in the sky this morning. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.